Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, country of origin labeling is back in the news, and that's because a recent publication by the University of Tennessee's Agriculture Policy Analysis Center has urged the return of mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, pork, and even bison. The center says that COOL could give consumers the information that they need to buy products that meet their individual buying preferences. Now, the publication also claims that the cost of providing this information would be minimal because the information already exists in the U.S. meat supply chain. However, country of origin labeling still faces some stiff opposition from the likes of meat packers and importers, and a pending ruling by the World Trade Organization authorizes both Canada and Mexico to still institute retaliatory tariffs if beef and pork were re-added to the country of origin labeling law already on the books. But RCAF USA's Chief Executive Officer Bill Bullard argues that Congress can avoid these retaliatory tariffs by passing a new law to reinstate COOL for beef rather than re-adding beef to the old law. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.